Well, welcome to Bethel United Methodist Church. What a joy it is to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We're a little informal this morning. This is our daughter Nigel, and she's going to eventually, once she gets familiar with that, going to play for us a couple songs. But the good news is we also got canned music, which is really nice. And just wanted to welcome you here this morning. And before I want to go back to what we used to do before COVID. Whenever we first gathered, we just take a moment to greet our neighbor, so to speak, and just say good morning and tell them that God loves them and we do too. So just take that moment. You don't have to get up and walk around. Just know that you're welcomed, you're loved, and the Spirit of the living God is alive and well in this church. Travis and Tina have decided to take a little time away, so I don't know when they'll come back. They said they'll come every once in a while, so they're like the rest of us. They need some time away, and we've been talking about it for a long time, Tina and Travis and I, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago we talked about it, and they indicated that's what they wanted to do, and they took some time. Tina went to Birmingham to get the baptism of her nieces and different things, and Travis wants to do a little bit of music in different places, and so we love them, we care for them, and they'll always be with us in spirit. I know, I think Tina or Travis, one of them, probably talked to each of you sometime in the last week or so. So Travis was here yesterday meeting with some of the contractors that's going to fix some of the things in the parsonage as a result from the tornado, hurricane, things that needed to be done. So they're here, but they're not here. So I just wanted you to know that. And I support them, whatever they want to do. I love them. They've been an important part of my life since in the last 9 years. It don't seem possible that we're almost here in 10. Time flies when you're having fun. But and the other thing is we as a church in this little community need to be able to start reaching out again. To do some things, especially now. I always felt in my heart of hearts the last couple of years that we were on the verge of a spiritual revival. Not only at this church, although I did feel as though it was going to happen in this church, but worldwide. And with the assassination or political assassination, whatever you want to call it, of Charles Kirk, I didn't realize how much of an evangelist he was and how much he loved God, and of course he was working on the college campuses and so forth, but it has really sparked a renewal in the things of the Lord and the importance of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Guess what? If we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then you can agree to disagree with me, you don't have a place in eternity. Now, that's clear. It's the truth. Jesus said that. I didn't. So I've been thinking I would like to do something that we can have a better understanding. Of course, I've been teaching and preaching about a relationship with Jesus forever, but that he is our personal friend. He is a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And the Holy Spirit kind of helps us with that relationship and to be able to give us the wisdom and the courage to be able to encourage, because we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. We live in the most beautiful, blessed country in the world where we have the freedoms to do this. I think God is allowing us and giving us an opportunity to reclaim some of the things that we grew up with, relationships with God, prayer in the schools, and I think some of this stuff you're going to see starting to come back. People are finally understanding what it means. And you know, there's so many different denominations, and the word denomination really comes from division. That's the basic part of it. I don't like you, I don't like what you, so I'm going to start my own church, and that's what we've done. But we're all one in Christ. So it doesn't matter, really, because we're all on a spiritual journey. We're all, and it's not a sprint, it is a journey. And we need to learn to love one another, to encourage one another, and to be able to communicate with one another. When we quit talking, that's when things get really bad. So we need to, you know, that is, I don't know about your family, but my family, we're some of our family's not talking to Judy and I right now. And that's crazy. But, you know, we can should be able to talk and love and agree to disagree, but still love, because none of us are ever going to agree on everything. I think that's why God made vanilla and chocolate ice cream, because everybody likes ice cream, and not everybody likes vanilla, not everybody likes chocolate. So I said all that to say this. So we just want to be informal this morning. We want to worship like we always do. And when Travis was here yesterday, him and I talked about this. We had lunch on Monday over at the Backwood Cafe. And I was telling him, and he was sharing some things that they want to do, and blah, 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 blah. And I said, you know, there's an old United Methodist evangelist from this conference. And I don't know if any of you remember, and Phil, you might remember Jack Kelly. Jack Kelly was, in them years we had conference approved evangelists within our denomination. Now we don't have too many. Sarah Campbell, that came up for the Rural Church Revival, she's one, and we still got some. But Jack Kelly would come to the churches, and he would help us to do things. And he put together a ministry with he would pass these out, VHS tape, you can see how old that would be, and information how to do it. And when Travis and I were talking, I said, yeah, I remember what Jack Kelly said. What are we going to do? How are we going to turn it around? And Jack Kelly used to say, just do it. Where do we begin? I think it's Goethe or whatever, one of the philosophers said, where do we begin? We just begin. And Jack Kelly did this thing, just do it. And I found it in the library. I was back there looking for something else, because Friday, the pastor family from the Aon Baptist Church, the wife, called me a couple months ago, and you probably heard me say this at one time, a couple months ago, and they're from Mariana, and sometimes when they come home, they come in, they come down this way, and rather than going down and around to get over to the church, they would cut through here. For years, she just cut through here. She says, your little church has blessed me so much. I just love the setting, and it brings back childhood memories and all that. And she said, and we got our wedding anniversary coming up in September, and I was just wondering, because our church don't look like a church. I just wondered if we could celebrate our wedding anniversary. We wanted to do it with a photo shoot to kind of just remember, and we could see what we looked like when we were married. And anyhow, we did all of that on Friday, and they came. Travis was here, and we just enjoyed a time of fellowship. The photographer is also a Baptist pastor from Perry, and Nick is the pastor over here at Aon, and his wife's name is Marty. And we just had a good time of fellowship, and it was a reflection of who we are as a church. Sometimes we don't even think about it, but you all have kept this facility in such pristine shape for these years. You know how many years from 1834 to now? It's 191 years this church has been in existence. Betty and I were talking the other day, we need to at least get to 200. Wouldn't that be a wonderful milestone? But we don't know why or how or what's happened in the community, but I really and truly think, since there is a new renewal, new interest on relationships and different things, Charlie Kirk wasn't a perfect person in no way, but he preached the gospel, and he what he said was not controversial, because he said, Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I'm going to get the gospel. The gospel is not confrontational. The gospel is not, it's not something that should divide us. It's something that should, you know. And if we can't talk openly about the gospel, then we just don't have nothing to talk about. Because we need the hope that we have in Christ. So.